Yo, what's up? It's Robert Kelly back doing another podcast here. So check it out, man. I'm in Louisville right now. I'm in my hotel room. Fucking hotel. Fucking built in 1905. I heard this ghost and I heard this tunnels underneath that I'm going to try to check out this week. I'm a big fan of fucking tunnels and ghosts because I'm a fucking pussy. So I don't know if anybody's from Louisville that's going to listen to this, but if you know of this fucking tunnel shit underneath this hotel, email me because I'm going to do it this weekend. I'm going to try to do it Saturday or Sunday, see if I can check it out. And if you want to come down and fucking do some tunnels with me, because I'm a pussy. I don't want to do it by myself. I'm afraid. And maybe I'm going to videotape the shit. But anyways, I'm in Louisville this week at the Improv. Hilarious. Fucking last night. Unfucking believable. You know, in Dallas, the last podcast I did was in Dallas and, you know, fucking craziness. But last night, I don't know if I'm getting old or what, or I used to deal with this shit, or I used to fucking just smash people. I don't know what the fucking... What, but it seems like more people are coming to these fucking shows, not even drunk or in a fucking, you know, buzzing, just shit-faced. And these people can't handle their fucking alcohol, and they just talk. Last night, girl in the show, talking. I didn't even talk to her. But every time she wanted me to fucking engage her. She wanted me to talk to her. She was so shit-faced, and I wouldn't. I ignored her the whole fucking night. Because the people I do talk to at fucking shows are fucking... I'm not fucking with you. I'm talking to you. Like, with, you know, I'm asking you a question or whatever. And this bitch... I mean, it got so bad. She knew I was ignoring her so bad. She took her chair and moved it up to the front row. And sat like there was a two-top with a couple there. And sat almost with this couple. And she was like, now you can talk to me. She said something shit like that. It's like, I don't even, where the fuck does that happen? What fucking show, live show, does a fucking person can take their chair and just move it to the front row? Duff, it's not general seating, bitch. And she sat and I was like, fuck you. I'm not even fucking doing it. And it was crazy, man. It was fucking crazy. I didn't even want to fucking deal with it. Because this bitch, and she's studying to be a doctor. That's what somebody told me. It's like, really? Oh, fuck you, man. Fuck you. Fuck you and your alcohol. If you can't handle your booze, you're a fucking loser. You're a fucking pussy. Really. Douchebags. What a fucking cunt. I didn't even deal with her. I just told her to beat it. And she actually got mad. She got mad at me because I told her to fucking beat it. I wasn't going to give her the attention she wanted. I don't know, dude. It's like you fucking smash these cunts and they cry in a hallway next to an ATM and you don't and they're fucking, they get mad too. Fuck you, man. Fuck you. So she got kicked out or she left. I don't know. But, you know, God damn it, dude. People come to comedy shows to get shit-faced now. I unfucking believable. I wish the crowd who did fucking pay or is having a good time would stand up and go, fuck you, and get them out so I didn't have to fucking do it. I wish the fucking clubs had bouncers that were fucking, you know, crazy, mean motherfuckers that would just tap people, like the Comedy Cellar. You know, if you talk once, you get a warning. Twice, you get the boot, which I love. And they don't have a check spot at the Comedy Cellar. You have a ticket. You get a ticket, and you can't leave without a fucking stamp receipt. I wish all comedy clubs did that shit, too. Because they still do the check spot, which is hilarious. There's no need for a fucking check spot. There's no need in the middle of the fucking guy you paid to come and do an hour of material. There's no need to drop a fucking check. And not just drop one, all of them. Drop them all at the same time. Boom. Drop them. And fucking let this comic have to deal with the whole room paying a bill. I mean, you've worked fucking 45 minutes to get the crowd where you want them to fucking deal with it. And now the whole place shuts down because they got to fucking do math. Fucking A, man. Just give everybody a fucking ticket. You don't leave the room without a ticket. And the only way you get a ticket is if you fucking pay your bill. That's it. But they don't want to fucking do that. So the check spot last night was a fucking mess. But this club is actually cool. The two managers running it are pretty on point. They had their hands full last night. So I got to give them credit. They were fucking pretty cool. Bob, Captain Bob, and Sarah, who is the manager at this club, is the fucking, wow, hottest girl. I mean, she's the prettiest fucking manager ever. I mean, I actually got nervous. She came over last night, and I bowed my head. I didn't know. She's fucking gorgeous. But anyways, so last night's show was good. I'm here all week, so pass the word. I don't know who the fuck is from Louisville that I know, but last night was fucking a little crazy. It was pretty good for the most part, and then it got a little crazy. And I want to thank all you cocksuckers that came down to Staten Island, and thank O&A, man. You know, the guys let me come in 4 days in a row to promote that Staten Island show, and look, man, it wasn't packed. You know, I busted my ass to sell tickets to that show. The club is new. I heard everybody doing that club is having a hard time selling tickets to it. It's one of the most beautiful comedy clubs I've ever worked. I love that it's fucking literally a half hour out of where I live. I hope that club is successful and people pass the word and spread the word about it, because it is a really cool place. But I want to thank all you motherfuckers that did show up. Those were two of the funnest fucking shows I've had in a while. Why? Because you came to see me. Everybody there paid and fucking was there to see me. I don't give a fuck if it was 400 people or 110 people. You guys, those are two of the fucking funnest shows I've had in a while. You guys are great crowds. I fucking really appreciate you guys showing up. It means a lot that you guys, because, and I want to thank Anthony and you know, Opie and Anthony and Jim and all that for fucking letting me plug it all week. Because I had a blast on O&A. O&A last week was a fucking blast. It was awesome. Fucking Cherry Darts was the most grossest thing I've ever seen in my life. Bobo's asshole still haunts my dreams. But it was really fucking good time. And then the show Saturday night was fucking awesome. Awesome. Great. It was cool meeting all you motherfuckers too. And I hope you guys had a good time. It seemed like you guys did. It seemed like you guys had a blast. So anyways, that out of the way, that was awesome. I'm in Louisville this week. Last night was a little fucking rough. I'm going to bring my flip cam tonight, and if anything starts, I'm going to fucking hit my flip cam and record it while I'm on stage. But, I'm going to do some fucking tunnels here, man. I heard this fucking hotel has tunnels. So if you guys are fucking here, you live in Louis and you know about, I heard this tunnel is under my hotel, which I want to check out. Fucking who knows, man. Fucking who knows. I heard there's some creepy haunted tunnels. This hotel I'm staying in is 105 years old. And I'm going to see if I can do that. Because, you know, there's two things. I'm afraid of ghosts and I'm a pussy. And I'm scared of tunnels. So, fuck it. Let's do it. What else I got here? I get a couple fucking emails, man, from people, actually Twitter. What the fuck happened to MySpace, first of all? Can we talk about that? What the fuck happened to I just say, can we talk about that like I'm on a real radio show and there's other people, or there's actually people listening to this one. MySpace is fucking dead, man. Wow, is it fucking dead. That was the king. That was the only fucking motherfucker on the block. And now, here, let me shut that off. That's it, man. Now it's fucking, God damn it, man. Nothing. I don't ever go to this fuck. I don't ever go to this thing. Ever, 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 ever do I go to MySpace anymore. And, you know, I mean, comedy MySpace was getting fucking retarded, really, because Jesus Christ, I mean, look, I'll go to it right now. Comedy MySpace. I bet it's all the same motherfuckers. Yep, of course. Gabriel Iglesias. Yep. Greg fucking Brent, I don't know the fuck, I don't know who the fuck he is. Maz Jobrani, who I love. I love Maz. He's awesome, man. But these are all fucking improv guys. Look, it's fucking Gabriel over again. The improv, the improvs run this thing, which, I mean, of course, why would they not? I mean, look at the improv. At improv. All right, improv. Todd Glass, right? Where is he? He's up here. Harlan Williams is up here. Eric Schwartz is up here. Jeff Dunham is up here. Like, he's playing a fucking improv. I'm actually playing one of their clubs, and they don't even fucking promote me up here, which is hilarious. Fucking great. That's fucking awesome. It's fucking awesome. Great, great. Great, great, great. Yep. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Fuck it. Fuck it, fuck it, fuck it. Here we go. World famous improv. Henry Cho. John Panette. What happened to Pablo Francisco? Anyways, man, MySpace is fucking dead, man. Jesus Christ, what did they do? Look, I'm clicking out of it, going back to Twitter right now. Fuck that goddamn thing. Here we go, man. Yeah, this motherfucker right this week is going to be awesome. Can't wait. Yeah, there's a guy who didn't even know I was in fucking Louisville. What? How do you not know? I get that all the time. Anytime I'm in a place, it's like, when are you coming here? When are you coming here? Please come to Ohio. I was just in fucking Ohio. I was just there. And I'm coming back. Columbus, I'm coming. When are you going to fucking Boston? I'm July. Look, it. Do me a favor. If you're listening to this, if you hear this, if you hear somebody even talking about this, go to my website. And there's fucking a million. I have every social networking thing possible to let you know. And the only reason why I have these things is to let you motherfuckers know when I'm doing a show. That's what I love too. People do, all you do is plug dates on your Twitter. You never say anything funny. Are you fucking stupid? I'm not a professional Twitter person. I don't write jokes for Twitter, you motherfucker. I use Twitter to fucking let you know where I'm at. Occasionally, I'm fucking funny. Sometimes I do some goofy shit, or I'll put a photo up. But I'm not up there fucking trying to write 140 characters to make you giggle in your fucking car. Fuck you, dude. You want to laugh? Come to my show. That's what I do. I fucking write jokes and tell them on stage. I'm not a fucking Twitter comedian, you fucking dickhead. Oh, fuck, I delete you. I block you. I love blocking assholes like that. You're always plugging dates. Yeah, that's what I use this for. I use Twitter and Facebook and fucking Say Now to let you know when I'm coming to do my comedy at a show. That's what I do. And occasionally I'll put some interesting shit up there, or goofy shit, or a photo of where I'm at, or a fucking picture of my ball sack. Or occasionally I'll say something funny. But I'm not up there fucking thinking of funny shit to say every time I tweet. Fuck you. Go follow somebody else, you fucking cunt. So if you want to know where I'm fucking, if you want to fucking see some funny shit, go to my website and join my, it says call me, 917-720-7511, right there. If you call that number and leave me a message, anytime I'm in your town, I'm going to, your phone's going to ring. It's going to be me going, hey, I'm around this weekend, and you'll know. Or just go to, join my email list, which is up there. Just put your email address in, and I'll send you shit out when I'm coming to your town. And then there's my fucking Twitter and my fucking Facebook and all. There's a million other things up there. So, and then if you look over to the left, all my dates are up there. Look at the whole fucking list. Virginia Beach, Kansas City I'm coming to. I'm going to Edmonton. I'm going to Jersey to the Stress Factory. I'm going to the comedy, Playboy, back to Vegas, Playboy Comedy Come, Richmond, Funny Bone, Columbus, Ohio, Connecticut, I'm coming. I'm not going to be in Montreal, Toledo, the Wilbur Theater in Boston, Connecticut Comedy Connection I'm coming to. I mean, they're all up there. So please, go to my website for my dates. They're all up to the left, all my fucking dates. And join my Say Now on my email list. So you don't have to fucking, you don't have to say, dude, you, when are you coming to town? I was just there. Because I need all you motherfuckers. I need you cocksuckers coming to my show. I'm not selling out every show. Jesus Christ, I want you guys. I'd rather have you guys show up, people who want to see me, than some drunk whore who won tickets off the radio and she's been drinking margaritas since fucking 3 in the afternoon. Oh, cunt only has like a half a quesadilla in her stomach and she's heckling, yelling shit out at me. Fuck that. I'd love to just pack the shows up with fucking fans. So please, spread the word. Join my lists. Get on my Say Now so I can let you know when I'm around. Other shit that's going on. I'll let you guys know real quick, man. Really cool shit's happening. Things that are coming up, some updates here. We got, as you know, I'm the Louis C.K. show is coming out. And I think it's in June or July. I think it's June on FX. It's going to be hilarious. Louis is one of the funniest guys on the planet Earth. He's doing the show. It's fucking hilarious. I'm fucking very lucky to be on it. I'm very excited to be on it. I play his brother, and I just pretty much play a fucking me, just a cunt, and just hilarious shit. So I think I'm in like a couple episodes, 3 episodes. It's not a fucking, you know, a cast. It's a, anybody's in it anytime. And he, whatever, whoever he writes in it is in it. William Stevenson in it. Ricky Gervais is in it. There's so many fucking guest spots in this thing. It's hilarious. I can't wait to see it. I'm really excited that I'm in it. And please make sure you spread the word about that show and watch the show yourself. It's on FX. I believe in June it's coming on. And then also me, Norton, and Rich Voss and Mike DiStefano shot a show for Comedy Central. A stand-up show called Comics Anonymous that's coming out soon. I don't have a date on that, but it was fucking awesome. Between us, there was almost 100 years sobriety on that stage. So Mike DiStefano actually produced that, and he's actually right now filming Last Comic Standing. He got in, so fucking congrats to Mike DiStefano. He deserves it. Cunt's been working his ass off for a long time. So hopefully that Comics Anonymous will come out soon. And it's actually a really great show. It looked fucking great when we shot it too. So, and Norton was the host, which was awesome. He went up and did his time up front, and fucking, it was a really cool night. So that's coming out. The Louis C.K. thing, Comics Anonymous, and I found out that I'm doing in July 6th to the 13th. I will be in Montreal at the Just for Laughs Festival. Doing the Nasty Show with Jim Norton, Greg Giraldo, and one other person. I don't know who. So so if you live in Buffalo, Rochester, Erie, Pennsylvania, fucking Maine, wherever you are up there, you guys have been saying, when are you coming back to Buffalo? Go to this show. This is going to be the shit. It's a couple hours away from here, an hour away. Go to the show, Montreal. And all you cocksuckers in Montreal, which is one of my favorite cities on the fucking planet Earth, I love Montreal. I'm going to be up there at the Nasty Show, so I can't wait. I'm really excited about those three things. And the fourth thing is Shooting Angles, the short movie me, Billy Burr, and Joe DeRosa put together is done. That's going to be, we're going to be trying to get that into some festivals now. So that's pretty much done, which is great. And it came out insane. It looks beautiful. The guy who shot it was fucking magician, because he made, I mean, it looks amazing. So that's coming out soon. So I'll be talking more about those things individually in other podcasts, but those are the updates of what's going on. Louis C.K. show, the Comics Anonymous comedy special that's coming out, me, Voss, Norton, and DiStefano. Montreal Just for Laughs Nasty Show with Norton and Greg Giraldo I'll be doing. And then Shooting Angles, which is the short that we put together, is coming out soon too. So that's it. And, you know, I've been working on this new album coming out. You know, pretty much the show I'm doing at the Improvs now, if you come and see me, is what the new album is going to be, the new album, new CD. So I'm going to wrap that up this summer and get it on and film it and get it out to you guys, because I'm sick of selling my old one. So that's about it, man. That's the podcast. Number deuce. It's around 20 minutes long. I hope you enjoyed it, wherever the fuck you are, listening to my bullshit. I'm going to try to get somebody else on this next time. Try to get like a guest. Maybe one of you assholes can call me up or email me, rkfan@robertkellylive.com. If you want to do one of these podcasts with me, even if it's for a couple minutes, if you have some questions or you want to shoot the shit, and you know, I'll do it with one of you assholes, because I'm literally doing this from my phone, my iPhone, and I email it to my fucking website and it puts it up on here. So it's nothing too fucking special, to be honest. It's just me in a fucking hotel room being lonely, talking to myself for 20 minutes. That's why, you know what, dude? That's exactly what it is. That's about it, man. So why don't we just fucking wrap out of this thing? Podcast number fucking 4, I believe, is done. And I'm probably going to do another one before the end of the weekend, because these crowds are going to be fucking shit-faced, and I'm sure somebody's going to get kicked out. So hopefully nobody does, but they probably will. So I'm out.